At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Astronaut Buzz the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hey, this is Coral and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show. I'm Tom Shalhoub. Some people quibble with the way I say Tom. That's something that, if you want to get your Boston accent down, a lot of people say, Tom Shalhoub from Boston. That's not how you say. That's not how we say it in Boston. That's why a lot of people, when I'm going around the country doing stand-up and things, sometimes people think I'm Canadian. Because Canadians say, they pronounce the name Bob, the right way, Bob. Just like we do in Boston. Boston, Bob, Tom, that's the way you say your name. It's not Tom. That's Midwest. People laugh at my Bob. Bob, I have a friend Bob. So it's not, we do say, we elongate the words. We say pack. We're going to pack a car. I don't have much of a Boston accent anymore, as you notice. But I still say Tom. But when you're doing the Boston accent, it is not Boston. That's not the way we say, but we say Boston. Boston. Get it? Okay. Test at 3. 833-852-4866 is the number. What do we want to talk about today? Chaos. Oh, we hit that chaos sign, remember? Bernie Kapell saying chaos? Because I think, you know, sometime last year we were talking about chaos, maybe, or sometime after the president was inaugurated. Chaos from Get Smart. Only people of a certain age would remember the evil organization, the vaguely communist, vaguely Nazi organization called Chaos.
This is chaos. We don't yippee-o-ki-yay here.
Wow, that was fast, Josh. Chaos. Chaos in the White House. But the president is pushing back. He's saying, no, there is no chaos. I want to get your take. Do you think that this is a chaotic White House? Do you think politics are in a chaotic state? Or do you think this is a manufactured bit of news? The president pushed back against the case. Let's listen. Let's do a little listen to some of the mainstream media about the president, about the White House. This is a former federal prosecutor, Paul Butler.
We already know there's been a very high showing by the prosecutors just to get this no-knock warrant done at the president's lawyer's office. In that press conference you just showed, we saw the president of the United States becoming unhinged. As soon as this raid happened, his lawyer, whoever he or she may be now, would have had to instruct him, don't talk.
Paul Butler doesn't know who his lawyers are. He does have lawyers. You don't have to say whoever they may be. So, is the president unhinged? That's a very popular word. People like to say the president is unhinged. But do you think there's anything different about the president now than than there has been for the past couple of years? Is he more unhinged now? Is that something you're noticing?
There never should have been a special counsel appointed because the president has yet to finish that second thought. The president has finished. He's got to still be tweeting
right now.
He's
corrected some of the spelling. He corrected weather, okay. But he has still missed on counsel.
Honestly, right. You have to actually hit the keys to spell the word right. And I'm thinking that at some point it appears to be a little bit unhinged to be tweeting wildly in the morning about the special counsel. Am I stepping out of line here?
No, not stepping out of line. So there's that word again, unhinged. Do they get a script for these things? I don't know. Some people do think the president is unhinged. But is there less chaos than they are making out? Is chaos the invention of the media? The Hill writes, Trump pushes back on report of chaos in the White House, very, very calm and calculated, he says. So much fake news about what's going on in the White House. Very calm and calculated with a big focus on open and fair trade with China. The coming North Korea meeting and, of course, the vicious gas attack in Syria. Feels great to have Bolton and Larry Kay on board. Okay. Another tweet. We are doing things that nobody thought possible, despite the never-ending and corrupt Russia investigation, which takes tremendous time and focus. No collusion or obstruction other than I fight back. So now they do the unthinkable and raid a lawyer's office for information. Bad! So where is the chaos? Is there chaos in the FBI, the Office of Special Counsel? What's more chaotic, the FBI or the White House? I'm wondering. The FBI has a subpoena out. Since we're going back to August 2017. You know Devin Nunes. You see him on this channel all the time. Devin Nunes has a subpoena to the special counsel. They want the document. It's called an EC, an electronic communication. They want the document that started the Russia investigation. You know the one. It was written by Peter Strzok. You know him, right? The vehemently anti-Trump FBI agent who's now working in the laundry room at the FBI or HR department or something like that. That memo, that electronic communication, it's called, I guess it must be an email, right? That's what the investigators are calling an EC, an electronic communication. I'm assuming it's an email. That officially kicked off the counterintelligence investigation into the Trump-Russia collusion. So there was a memo that by all accounts was written by Peter Strzok, or he was one of the main authors of it, and we know his history. It has not been released yet. We've seen Peter Strzok's texts because those were, they reached us piecemeal. I don't think we've seen them all, but we've seen many collections of them. But we haven't seen the memo that this Russia investigation, which has taken up most of the talk of this presidency since it began, was launched with a communication that we have not been allowed to see yet. And Devin Nunes has been asking for it since August of 2017. He was threatening supercharged legal action. And so I don't know if you know this, but Rosenstein let Nunes and Trey Gowdy look at the memo in a redacted form. There's a couple of things redacted. I don't know why they need to. Gowdy and Nunes, they have many, many levels of clearance for things. I don't know what you need to redact from those guys, but they did. There was still stuff blacked out of the memo. But they said it wasn't consequential. It didn't make any, they said it wasn't necessary information for them. You can believe that or not. But they were allowed to go in and look at the memo, so they've seen it. I still don't know why we can't see this thing. We spend all day and night talking about this Russia investigation, and the American people are kept in the dark as to how it began. It's really quite amazing. You don't call that chaos? What's more chaotic, the FBI or the White House? The president says, it may not look like it, but we are draining the swamp. Okay. From the day I took the oath of office, I've been fighting to drain the swamp. Sometimes it may not look like it, but believe me, we are draining the swamp. There's a lot of very unhappy people. You can see that every day, says the president. Every time you see me hit on the news, you know I'm draining the swamp and people don't like it. Is that the case? Where is the spin, I want to know? The spin from the media. We have the media using the word unhinged over and over. Here's our friend Brian Stelter.
I don't know. Maybe down at Mar-a-Lago, maybe in person, President Trump is cool, calm, and collected. But on Twitter, he sounds deeply troubled. He sounds unhinged. This is why questions about his fitness for office are so urgent. This is the biggest story that I see happening right now.
I can't, you know, it's amazing we live in a world where these people are. Brian Stelter, who's more unhinged? President Trump, and I'm not even going to make a judgment on President Trump because sometimes he has strange tweets, I think. But, when you see him interviewed, when you see him, you know, walking off to his helicopter, who do you think is more unhinged or deeply troubled? Brian Stelter, Mika Brzezinski, Don Lemon. Listen to Don Lemon. See if he knows how to use the word unhinged.
He's unhinged. It's embarrassing. And I don't mean for us, the media, because he went after us, but for the country. His speech was without thought. It was without reason. It was devoid of facts. It was devoid of wisdom. There was no gravitas. There was no sanity there. He was like a child blaming a sibling on something else. He did it. I didn't do it.
Have you watched Don Lemon's show? Have you seen any of the discussions that happen on his show? I mean, I hate to just pick on these guys over at CNN, even though that's what they do. They like to, you know, CNN, Fox, they like to go back and forth with the insults. And they like to take glee in anything bad that happens on Fox. If somebody gets something wrong or something, CNN splashes it all over the screen. Same thing for us, for some of our shows, Hannity and stuff like that. He'll go after the guys on CNN. But so I don't mean to just kind of jump on that bandwagon. But Don Lemon's a ridiculous person. I mean, he has a ridiculous show. He makes very bad points. I don't think he's that bright of a guy. He acts like an idiot. He acts unhinged sometimes on. Do you see him on New Year's Eve? Drunk like an idiot on TV. I mean, they're not people that comport themselves well. They don't make good points. All he says, he's talking about, oh, he stomps like a child, whatever. That's what Don Lemon's show is like. Who's the woman on CNN? She's always on all these shows, the Republican. She is the so-called Republican, and she's always screaming about Donald Trump. I mean, Anna Navarro. I mean, she's neither a, it's like there's nothing. There's no reason she should be employed in media. She does not make good points. She's not a Republican. I mean, I don't know what she is. I don't know where she came from. I don't know why she ever had a job. They don't make sense. Talk about unhinged, but all of them, they use the same words. Does anyone use a word besides unhinged?
Something is unleashed with him lately. I don't know what is causing it. I don't know how to describe it.
You see a difference in the past, what, days, weeks?
I think the last couple of days' tweets have been
unhinged.
Markedly accelerated in terms of seeming a little unmoored.
Unmoored, Maggie Haberman. That's the New York Times for you. They are the news that's fit to print. And you see Allison Camerota was trying to get her to say unhinged. She was like pushing it in there. Is it unhinged? Is it unhinged? It's unmoored. That's the way we put it in the New York Times. I think they are coming unmoored. This is, if the president is a troll, trolls get under people's skin and they make them unmoored. That's why you're hearing these people say the same words over and over again. But do you see chaos? I mean, I think there might be some people on the right and some Trump supporters that do see chaos. They think it's chaotic. But is it really just a storyline? I think Trump has... Is there a quote somewhere where he said he likes chaos? He likes the chaos. I think if he's comfortable with the chaos around him, with people quitting their jobs and him and people getting fired, it doesn't seem to bother him. It's like he reminds me, Trump is like that character on the beach in Apocalypse Now. Remember? I like the smell of napalm in the morning. The bombs are going off around him and he goes surfing. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4-TOM. Do you see chaos? Is the chaos getting much for you? Some people are worried. They wake up in the morning, they're nervous. Even Trump supporters, they wake up, they say, oh, I think I heard from some of them yesterday. Or are you more zen? Do you think the chaos is all a manufactured story? This is the Tom Shalhoub Show. We will be right back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4-TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab up the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music stars Morgan Wallen and Chris Lane.
I'm going up there.
Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. Many saying the White House is in chaos. Unhinged is the word that the media favors. But the president says he's very much hinged. Everything's very calm and running just as he planned. And he says, by the way, we are draining the swamp. What do you think? Hinged or unhinged? Adam in Lake Bluff, Illinois.
Hey, hi, Tom.
Hey.
No, he's cool, collected. He's a New Yorker. He's got it handled. He's run international businesses. It's the media that's overblowing everything. They're the ones that are unhinged. And that, you know, mini-me, Mr. Clean, Brian Setzer, that guy really gets on my nerves.
Brian
everybody at CNN.
Stelter. Brian Setzer is the rock and roll guy. It's Brian Stelter.
Stelter, okay.
Yeah.
All right, right. Brian says the stray cat. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but look at why doesn't Trump, now he's supposed to have his finger on the nuclear button and everything else. Why can't he go over to the FBI? Maybe ask Judge Knapp this. Why can't he go over to the FBI and say, hey, I want to look at this document that you guys are hiding?
I know, if
congressmen can see it, why can't the president?
Why can't the president? Why can't we? I mean, that's my main question. I don't know why they can't get that thing out there. Yeah, cross out cross out Russia or whatever. I know what the countries are. It's probably England and Russia, the two countries they have to cross out. I want to see it, though. You're right.
Let me see the paperwork.
We should. This investigation, the way we have James Comey coming out with a book. It's going to be a bestseller, and we're going to have to look at his lanky frame all over the news, and we can't see the document that launched this whole investigation, but we've got to hear him talk about mob bosses. You're so right, Adam. Thank you for the call. Art in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Is he hinged or unhinged, our president?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
No, I don't think he's hinged. I think he's fine. I think he's upset. If you're an innocent person and you're being accused falsely, if you're a fighter like Trump, you're going to get angry. So he gets angry every so often, but he's not unhinged. Look at how cool he's been with the Syria incident. He hasn't retaliated yet. He's waiting for verification. So, you know, he's not trigger happy. I don't think he's unhinged. I think he's, you know, doing what he should be doing. I think this FBI needs to be handled. The corruption that's going on needs to be handled. I think they need to get rid of some people, maybe everybody in the FBI in the top tier.
I mean, yeah, this the great article by Kimberly Strassel, April 5th, Wall Street Journal. What is the FBI hiding? And it's a question. What are they hiding? If they have been under a subpoena for a year and they will not release this document and they claim that it's inconsequential, that the information in it is it's very solid, and they've cast doubt on the entire presidency, and they can't release the document? What the heck are they hiding at the FBI? This is the Tom Shalhoub Show. My number is 833-852-4866. We'll be back.
Hot Car!
stars.
And cool April nights.
The North State Signature event roars back into Reading April 21st through the 29th. See classic cars at Show and Shine throughout the area all week long with the annual Friday night cruise down Hilltop Drive on the 27th and the big car show at the Reading Civic on Saturday the 28th. Awards, food, music, dances, why it's more fun than two teams in a rumble seat at the drive-in. Get the whole schedule by visiting CoolAprilNights.com. Shine up your ride, put on your dancing shoes, and be part of Cool April Nights, April 21st through the 29th.
Hey, it's time again for Under a Crescent Moon, a social dance, sponsored by Reading School of the Arts, Friday, May 4th at 7 p.m. Live music is provided by Pat Karch and the Crescent Moon Headcats. That's right, I'll be there with all my friends. There's a $20 suggested donation at the door. Snacks and drinks will be provided. And this benefits the RSA Festival Choir. If you like to swing, if you like to sway, come to the Crescent Moon Social Dance, Friday, May 4th at 7 p.m. at Reading School of the Arts, 955 Inspiration Place. You know what I mean, I love with you. Call 510-1903 for details.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. I'm sure many of you wonder why the political leaders of the state of California continue to decay into immorality and absolute idiocy. They promote a corrupt worldview that has already proven itself to be destructive and self-serving. The sad thing is that people are being destroyed by blindly accepting these destructive ideas and values. Only through Jesus Christ will you be protected from these deadly values and find the real love and peace you are looking for. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, Wade Riggs with DJ Bobette. We are back for our sixth annual Cool April Nights Cool Cruise 2018.
Live from the Red Lion Hotel in Redding, California, and featuring awesome classic cars and tricked-out vehicles.
You'll have the best seats in the house with our multi-camera system featuring our wireless HD street cam that puts you in the cruise.
Broadcasting live on Shasta County Community Access Television, SCAC-TV, and on KGEC-TV, Channel 26.
You can also watch the cruise on your computer, tablet, or smart device online here at KCNR1460.com.
However you catch it, you won't want to miss the Cool Cruise, so join us along with special guests on Friday, April 27th.
Webcast kicks off at 4 p.m. with DJ Bobette playing your favorite cruise tunes.
With the cruise starting at 6:30.
Cool Cruise 2018, Friday, April 27th. Sponsored by Palomar Builders, Orchard Nutrition Center, Mary's Pizza Shack, and KCNR 1460.
For more information, visit ReeksMediaConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Call 833-852-4TOM. That's 833-852-4866.
That is right. That is the number, 833-852-4TOM, because I'm Tom Shalhoub, and this is the Tom Shalhoub Show. Joining us now, media reporter, columnist for The Hill,
that's my music. Wow, that's like Robin's music on Howard almost. I'll take it. I never had music.
Will they
before.
Get it? Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they're going to get the connection.
I don't even get the connection.
It's a conch shell.
Ah, I've got the conch from Lord of the Flies. I'm associated with a guy named Piggy. And then if you go to South America, I'm associated with something much worse. You can look it up and Google it, but it resembles a female body part.
Yes. I think it's same thing with some people say conch shell. Some people say conch shell, but I'm going to say conch shell for these purposes.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
They have annual contests in Hawaii, blowing the conch shell. You know,
I'm sure.
I think that was a winner. That's why that's the best of the conch blowers.
I want to hear the losers because they have to sound pretty remarkable. There's actually a conch republic down in Key West as well. I have a whole republic.
Wow.
Is there a Shalhoub republic? I don't think so.
I mean, that would be incredible. So, Joe, media, you are a media watcher. I'm talking about the chaos in the White House. The president says there's no chaos. He's relaxed. He wakes up early, that's for sure. He goes to bed late. He wakes up early. But he seems to take this all in stride. He once remarked that he likes chaos. Is the White House in chaos, in your opinion, or is it the media creating this chaos?
Well, there's been a lot of turnover, right?
Yeah. So that's it. Is turnover, does that count as chaos?
No.
No, it doesn't.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because I do this little scoreboard, right? I'm going to try to do this off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos is if you lose Reince Priebus as your chief of staff.
Okay.
And you replace him with somebody like Amoroso, right?
Yeah.
Amoroso.
Yeah.
That's chaos because, all right, now who's running the show? But when you go from Priebus to John Kelly, I say that's an upgrade.
Right.
When you go from Tillerson to Pompeo at State, that's an upgrade. Uh-huh. When you go from Spicer, and Spicer's a nice guy, but once you get SNL'd, it's hard to get out of that caricature.
Yeah.
And you go to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I think that's an upgrade. And I could go on in terms of the people that were there. Is it good that Steve Bannon's out of the House, right?
Yep.
Because the leaks seem to be coming a lot from him based on the Michael Wolff book? Yeah, so it's good that maybe he's gone as well. And there's been plenty of other people that have been in one place, and then they've replaced with another, and the replacement ends up being better than the person that was originally there. So is that chaos or is that upgrades? I would say it's upgrades, but we never talk about that because we just look at turnover and consider that to be, oh, my God, the place is falling down.
It's so true. No one looks at the upgrades. By and large, we had – I mean, what was the mooch? What was his job when he came in? He was there very quickly, but you got an upgrade after him too, right?
Yeah. He was White House Communications Director.
Yeah.
He'll correct you on this if you ask Anthony. Not 10 days. 11 days.
11 days.
Yep. And he's proud because he says basically he was responsible for getting Priebus and Spicer fired, which he probably was on some level. So, and then he left, and then Hope Hicks was the replacement, and she was considered excellent, but now she's out, and that hasn't been filled. But I think communications director, you know who the communications director is? I'll do it in the Gorka voice. Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
That is your communications director. So, yeah, they'll need someone there eventually. It could be Mercedes Schlapp. It could be a host of several people. But ultimately, maybe that'll be an upgrade. But in the end, Trump controls the Trump message, and I don't think that's the most important position here. The most important positions are Mattis as your Secretary of Defense, right, wiping out 98% of the caliphate. I was talking to your producers before that. Remember what the biggest story was of, like, 2015-16? ISIS is marching and is going to kill us all.
Yeah, and now, it's increasing the landmass that they control. Under Obama, they kept increasing it, and now it's kind of in a devastated state.
98% gone, according to the Defense Department. So it's good that he's still there. And Nikki Haley at UN, good that she's still there, right? And you could go down the list in terms of people that have not left that are in important positions, and we focused on, like, the Amorosas. I can't believe I brought her up twice in one interview.
Yeah.
We said, oh, my God, she's leaving. I don't even know what her job was
I don't think she really had a job.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She won The Apprentice. Or was she second?
But he should have known. She came right out of there, and she went around. I mean, she's about as reliable as Stormy Daniels. Like, she went right to the tabloid and started dishing on people. Shouldn't Trump have known that? He'd worked with her. He knew what she was all about.
I would think so. He rewarded some people that he probably shouldn't have, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff Sessions, honestly, I think one of the questions you'd have to ask it, just in case this investigation thing happens, you're not going to recuse yourself or anything, are you? Because
yeah.
Holder said he was Obama's wingman, right?
Right.
He protected him. And Loretta Lynch obviously had skin in the game as well, meeting Bill Clinton on tarmacs and so on.
So, coincidentally.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
talking about golf and grandkids, which I found interesting because who golfs, because this happened in August, remember,
mm-hmm.
who golfs in Arizona in August? You can't even do it in April. I sound like Dennis Midler. Unbelievable.
So the chaos may be overplayed. Let's go to the international thing. This is Donald Trump. Never said when an attack on Syria would take place. This is him tweeting 9 hours ago. Could be very soon or not soon at all. So there is... He admits he does like to keep people guessing. He admits that he's comfortable with a certain amount of this, you know, if you want to call it chaos. And then he continues on his tweet. In any event, the United States under my administration has done a great job of ridding the region of ISIS. Where is our thank you, America?
That's like what he did with the UCLA players in China. Like, he gets them out of jail.
Yeah.
A little thank you would be nice. And
exactly.
Then the dad went off.
So that's the unconventional nature of the president. Obviously, this is the first president we've ever had that was doing tweets like this. But the idea that he says something, you know, fairly sober. He makes an assessment of the fact that we're ridding the region of ISIS. And then he asks for a thank you. I don't know who he's asking for, but it's definitely a weird way to be president, but it's his way. And people keep referring to him as unhinged, but maybe this is just the way he is, and everyone should stop talking about it in that way.
Well, as a media reporter, I have to correct you because you are an on-air personality and a major one, but
yeah.
It's not unhinged, it's unmoored.
Well, that's it. We had Maggie Haberman officially is the unmoored, right? And it's the New York Times, so
she's the queen.
Yeah, we all have to do what she says.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but Donald Trump has been this way, and again, I had a lot of conversations with your producers out there. I couldn't do their job. I just kept rambling in their ear.
Mm-hmm.
I've grown up here in the New York area, still growing, since 1971. I'll age myself completely. I'm older than you, aren't I?
No, I was born in 66.
Really? Wow. You and Conan just don't age. It's remarkable. But when you grow up around here, you quickly see, all right, there's Donald Trump in page six every day. You know, and this is who he is. He's never changed or wavered. And I think his supporters see somebody that's imperfect, like them,
mm-hmm.
Just like every other human being, but also is consistent in terms of who he is. So when he says, Russia, get ready, missiles are coming, and then he's loosey and he pulls the football, then suddenly no one's surprised by this because Donald Trump has always been unpredictable. And to keep people on their toes or use things as negotiating tactics in any capacity is the way it goes. Remember, like what the biggest story was 2 weeks ago. We were all going to die because China was going to start a trade war with us that would cripple our economy.
Yeah.
And then China kind of blinked, right?
Yeah.
And now that story's gone away. So the news cycle moves so fast that we panic over Trump moves and then we forget to look back and say, hey, wait a minute. He was right on that.
Yeah. Well, look, you know media, right? And you look at media and you analyze media for people when you come on as a guest.
I could say Stelter, for instance, without calling him Seltzer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I get his name wrong, too, because I forget what I
everybody
I
does
would
Stetler,
call
they call
Stetler,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the president knows media, okay? There's often this talk of 3D chess, of 1,000D chess. Oh, he's playing 1,500D chess. Is his media game as sophisticated as they say, or is he just winging it, and does it really matter? Is winging it for him the same as playing 3D chess because he has a very good sense of winging it, of playing with the media?
I don't know, Tom, if he plays 3D anything or 1,000-dimensional anything. I think he has a general theme in his head. Everything's in very broad strokes.
Yeah.
And he knows from practice that if I put this out at a certain time of the day, it will dictate the news cycle here, here, and here. And then if I see something going one way, I'm going to put something else out there to distract, or maybe it's legitimate, who knows. And he knows that everybody will react to everything that he does. And you could watch CNN for an hour tonight, right? And you tell me how many segments they do that don't involve Donald Trump. It's a number you get when you multiply something by zero.
Yeah.
Right? So he knows he dictates everything, and therefore, yeah, so he's a master of media. He always has been since his Page Six days, and that's what got him elected, because obviously 17 other people ran against him, and all of them combined could not get the media coverage he did from the minute that he announced.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, as you say that, the idea that he – let's take a story that got out of his control. When he sent Sean Spicer out on day one to yell at the media for posting pictures of his crowd size with Obama.
Yeah.
And Sean Spicer went out there and he did what Trump told him to do. Trump said, go out there and do this. Divert their attention.
Day one.
Talking and use alternative facts. You know, bring up the fact that more people are watching us in media. You know, tell them more people have watched my inauguration than anyone in history. And it's true. So Spicer went out there and he fumbled it. Trump should have done it himself, because he could have handled that kind of that change of direction.
Yeah.
But Spicer couldn't. And I think the president learned over the course of going through different communications directors and having different chiefs of staff and everything else. They have to learn to do things like him, because he just thought Spicer, oh, this is an easy one. This is a layup. Go out there and change the subject. Spicer kind of went out there and he changed the subject, but he did it in a flop sweat and he had trouble. So I think this is the lesson. And I think this is why President Trump is not going to put the Twitter down, because he says, no, when I want to do something, I'm going to do it this way. There's nobody I can send out there. I mean, you know, Kellyanne is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nobody who can do it like Trump can. So he wants to be able to be in control of that stuff.
Are you a big Batman fan?
Yeah.
Like Dark Knight?
Yeah, I'm more like, you know, Adam West.
Oh, you're more Adam West. Okay. I was going to do a Dark Knight analogy that three people would probably remember. But Heath Ledger tries to – he puts a bunch of prisoners on one boat and he puts regular people on another. And he gives them both a detonator to blow the other one up.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Of course.
And then they decide that, you know, they're too good and even they won't blow up the prisoners. And the prisoners say, we're not going to blow up the people because that's not the right thing to do, which would never happen. But anyway, it doesn't happen. And then Heath Ledger is a joke and says, oh, sometimes you got to do everything yourself.
Yes.
That's Trump,
yes.
Right? Because he's like, I sent Spicer out there. He had a clear message. And the message was, look, with streaming capabilities,
yes,
right? Because it didn't really exist in 2008. Right. And all these other technological advances, when you add up internationally and the fact that people could watch things on their phones like they never could before, don't concentrate so much on the people that showed up on a rainy day. But overall, throughout the world, I probably had a bigger audience, which was impossible to prove because the streaming numbers, you got to go to like India. Hey, what were your streaming numbers for Trump?
Yeah.
Right. But he fumbled it, as you said. And then all people did was put up the pictures comparing the two and said, they're lying to us.
Yes.
And from there, Spicer's running uphill from day one because he has no credibility. And that was ultimately his demise. That very day, I said, he's done.
You called it.
Oh, thanks. That wasn't very hard. Yeah. If I had known, everybody else would be, not everybody, many of them would be resigning. I could call a lot of things. But.
So the latest in chaos is James Comey's going out. He's going to do his big tour.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, I call him he's the tallest, most passive-aggressive man in history. I've never seen a man so tall in stature and so passive aggressive in his approach to the world.
You're right.
He takes notes. You know, I've never seen such a tall note taker in my life. But it's always, he's leaking little bits of information out. The latest thing we heard is that he talked to General Kelly
mm-hmm.
on the day he was fired, and General Kelly said it's a real shame, and he was thinking of quitting because what was the word that was used? He said that you can't trust some people. What was it? Dishonorable.
Dishonorable.
He called Trump dishonorable. Does that ring true to you, or could it be? Could James Comey have been telling the truth here? Because the Republicans have a new site called Lion Comey. Yep. Do you think it's an outright lie? Do you think that it could be a little bit of fake news, taking words out of context? Because Kelly is essentially, through intermediaries, he's denying it. That he called the president dishonorable for firing Comey.
Okay. So we take a step back for a moment.
Yeah.
Trump fires Comey in May of 2017.
Yeah.
Who was chief of staff in May of 2017? Reince Priebus. So, okay, Kelly went to Trump when he's not his chief of staff and said, that's dishonorable, sir.
Uh-huh.
Buy that? If he's his chief of staff, I might buy it. but he wasn't. And I looked through every media account for somebody to point that little thing out.
It didn't even occur to me. He wasn't the guy. Where was he working? What was Kelly doing?
He was Homeland Security.
Uh-huh.
So did he go over from Homeland Security, you know, where he doesn't really have access to the president on a daily basis like he does as chief of staff?
Yeah.
Hey, we really don't talk about other things that much, but, you know, that's pretty dishonorable what you just did.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, you got to look at the polls when Comey got fired right before he did. Democrats, Republicans, all thought he should be fired. For various reasons. Democrats thought because he stole the election from Hillary, and Republicans because he didn't indict Hillary. Right? So everybody hated him. And then when Trump does it, it's like, what are you doing? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So did Kelly say that? I do the math. And the math was that he didn't have the access to the president that he did now for him to go out of his way to do that. And then for him to say that to Trump and then to Trump to choose him as the chief of staff after being told that. No.
I doubt it.
I'm saying it's a lie. Yes.
Concha says it's a lie. We got to take a break.
I love my bump.
Joe Concha, thanks for joining us.
Oh, no, thank you.
Always good with the media analysis. You going to be on Tucker on Monday?
Yeah, I'll be on Tucker on Monday. I think Hannity tomorrow night. We'll see.
Fantastic. Good to see you.
You stay classy, Tom Shalhoub.
How can I help it? I'll be back. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Looking at the day's trending topics with humor and intelligence.
We're America. Soviet Union was bad. We're good.
Tom Shalhoub.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shillew back with the Tom Shillew Show. Great conversation with Joe Concha. So the president pushing back on the media narrative of chaos.
This is chaos. Vedant Yepio Kaya.
The fact is, chaos is what you make it. Do you think that the White House is in chaos? It's certainly up against it with the FBI, but I think there's actually more internal chaos at the FBI. The questions are, will the president fire Mueller? That's on everyone's lips lately. He better not fire Mueller. That's he's getting from the right, from the left. Alan Dershowitz seems a little more relaxed about it. He knows he's not going to fire anybody.
I don't think he's going to fire anybody. It's possible that his lawyers may do what any lawyer would do, move for the recusal of Rosenstein. Rosenstein at this point is the major witness for the defense, and you can't be both a witness for the defense and a part of the head of the prosecution team. It's an obvious recusal, but recusal is different from firing. It's something the person does himself or the court imposes on him. It's not something that an outsider like the President of the United States would do.
It's been a great resource having Alan Dershowitz on a lot of the shows here on Fox News, because nobody else wants to talk to him because he has been repeatedly expressing his objective opinion that the special counsel's office is out of control. And on one issue after another, he's coming down, and he's no fan of Trump. And he repeatedly says that. He's been on this show saying he doesn't like Trump, but he doesn't like what's going on with the overreach of the prosecutors. He knows what he's talking about. Now, all of a sudden, he has a lot of friends here, including Sean Hannity, but he's persona non grata in all his old clubs. So fascinating. This is the Tom Shillew Show.
Wealth is more than just stocks and bonds. It's the art of making money. Everyone doing it knows you have to see the opportunity. You have to take the chance. You have to have the passion. I live and breathe this stuff. Real estate, startup strategy, tech, art, wine. I know where the action is. I'll get you access to the minds making it happen. You have to play to win, so get in the game. Watch Risk and Reward with me, Deirdre Bolton, weekdays, only on Fox Business Network. The power to prosper.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, Everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.